Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Me'ila, Perik Beis, Mishnah Vav. Shtei Halechem, my Alan Behen, Misha Hugdashu. On Shavuos, they were makriv two lachemei chametz. And these two pieces of lechem actually is considered a carbon of kachei kadosh. It comes together with the lambs of the shlamim that we mentioned about earlier. This tenufa, they're waved together with it. Now, and they shecht the kvasim, the lambs that come along with it. The shechita is mekadosh the lechem. It's koveya to be a carbon together with the shlamim. When there's zarik the dam of the shlamim, the zrika has an effect on the lechem as well. It's matarit biachila for the male kohanim in the azara. So shtei lechem, these two breads that come on Shavuos together with the kivsi yatzeres, my alam and there's mila shehugdashu. Soon as they're magdashit, karmu betaner. Once they develop a crust in the oven. Now, obviously, there's no shechita on lechem. There's no zrika sadam on lechem either. You don't shecht bread, and there's no blood. Although we're soon going to see that the zrika of the shlamim affects the lechem. But for now, we're up to the point where it crusted in the oven. At this point, hichshul hi pasel, they go up to the next level of kedusha. They are sensitive enough to become pasel b'tful yom, if b'tful yom touches it. In other words, whatever shechita does for kachay kadoshim, that's what the crust does. Now note, over here it doesn't say it becomes pasul belina. And that explains about tanuras, because the shtei alechem are actually baked on erev yomtiv. Because the baking of the shtei alechem is not doicha yomtiv. You can't do it on yomtiv. And it's eaten tomorrow on yomtiv. So obviously they don't become pasul belina after they're baked. Furthermore, here comes a new halacha. It's only negated to shtei alechem, not to the previous cases. V'lishchait aleim es hazavach. Like we said earlier, the carbon shlamim, the two kifsei atzeres, and the shtei alechem work hand in hand. After they do tenufa, they do the waving of the lecha together with the lambs, they shecht the lambs with the intent that it has an effect on this lecha. The shechita of the lamb is mekadesh the lechem, to be one carbon together with the shlamim. Our mission is teaching us that from the point it crusts in the oven, it's called lechem. Now you can shecht the kvasim, even though they weren't completely baked yet. But if you shechted the kvasim before the crust in the oven, it's not called lechem. Then it's still called a dough. So that's what the Mishnah means. Once it crusts, now you have the green light to shecht the kvasim. V'lishchet aleihem es hazavach. Vaitra, says the Mishnah. Nizrak daman shel kvasim. Once they spray the blood of the kivsei atzeres, which, as explained, is like a set, together with the shtei alechem on Shavuos, chayav on aleihem, b'shem pigel, noiser, v'tameh. Then you would be chayav on the shtei alechem for the asurim of pigel, noiser, and tameh. Now this has to be explained. How do you have pigel by the lechem? So as we were masbir, the kivsei atzeres and the shtei alechem work as a set. So if during the shechit of the lambs, the kohen had in mind to eat its meat after the deadline, the shtei alechem and the meat and the emrim will become pigel. So if he's going to eat the shtei alechem after the zrika of the lamb's blood, it's chayev karas. Or if he ate it here, there was no bad machshava, but he ate it after the required time, it's chayev karas for eating nicer. And if a person eats the shtei alechem when he's tomei, it's chayev karas. But it's only after the zrika's hadam of the kvasim, that's when chayav and lemish and pigel nicer the tomei. As far as meal is concerned, once you have the zrika sadam on the kvasim, the emem mila comes off the shtei alechem. Because just like the zrika gives us the green light, it's matir, the meat of the lambs, to be eaten by the kohanim. So mila is no longer any mila. It's not kachay Hashem. The zrika is also matir, the shtei alechem, to be eaten by the kohanim. And it removes them from mila. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned that the shtei alechem that's brought on Shavuos works as a set together with the kivsei atzeres. When you're magdish it, there's mi'ilah. When it crusts in the oven, it now would become pasul if touched by a tful yom or mechusa kippurim. There is no psalina by the lechem. It's always baked on erev yomtiv and not eaten until the next day. So you see there's no psalina. and it gives us the green light to shech the kivsei atzeres. After the zrikas adam of the kvasim, so everything clicks into place, all of this have been done properly, and therefore, one will be mechuyev on the shtei alechem for pigel noiser and tamei. And finally, just like the zrikas matir the basar of the kivsei atzeres, it's matir the lechem, and therefore, after the zrikas adam, there is no longer any me'ilah.